Welcome to FYI. This is Eli in the studio, and on the phone with me have the distinct pleasure of having the Attorney General here in Colorado, Phil Weiser, and he has a great announcement that just came about a few days ago for three community colleges in southern Colorado that's going to share a $5 million grant intended to help the region with affordable housing and trade education. Mr. Weiser, welcome to FYI, sir.
It's really a pleasure to be with you, Eli. Thanks for taking the time to visit.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure to have you on our show today, sir. Well, tell us a little bit about the program that was instituted to help the area community colleges.
This program, which we're calling COPPER, which stands for Colorado Partnership for Education and Rural Revitalization, it's a mouthful, it's a community effort with the local communities, the community colleges, and the support of our office to revitalize housing. When I visited southern Colorado and southeastern Colorado, I got a clear message. There is too much housing that's blighted with asbestos. No one's doing anything about it, and it's a weight on our communities. At the same time, we don't have enough housing, so people who might even work here are actually forced to live elsewhere. I thought, let's figure out a solution, and the approach we're announcing today, this new initiative, the COPPER initiative, $5 million behind it to do just that.
Well, what a great shot in the arm for Lamar, Trinidad, and Lahontan. And I think I remember reading, Mr. Weiser, that the program's funding came from a 2012 multi-state settlement on a questionable mortgage loan servicing?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. All of us had this bad experience during the mortgage meltdown where people were taken advantage of and companies did things they shouldn't have. All the companies settled, or at least most of them, on a nationwide basis. And one of my predecessors got $60 million that it was his job to manage to address housing issues. And when I got into office, I asked, wait, how much of that $60 million has gone anywhere south of Pueblo?
Right.
And I know many of your listeners aren't going to be surprised when they hear that none of it did. But what I committed to do is to change that equation. We had money that was still available, and I said, we're going to focus on this part of the state and their housing issues.
Well, Mr. Weiser, what process was actually used to bring maybe the leaders from the local government and the community colleges together?
I have to give my hats off to the three community colleges. You have three leaders of those colleges who are used to working together, who care deeply about their communities, and I showed up and literally called a meeting. They all showed up. The city manager showed up. A bunch of other leaders showed up, and I said, I've been hearing this concern. We have this money. We have this idea. And I actually dedicated one of the lawyers in our office who's from Southern Colorado to work on this as a project manager. And they responded big time. They said, we think this is a great opportunity. We can educate more workers who can have a good job, which is rehabilitating housing, and that'll pay dividends in our community. So I credit them for their response, their initiative. And we're here to support them.
Well, everything is predicated on workforce training, and the community college provide that economic development, the essential trades programs and other opportunities for students to pursue their goals, because if they don't want to go to a four-year institution, this is a good stepping stone, sir.
I agree with you. Community colleges are a gem, and they are a foundation of our workforce education system. Many people in that community college time frame, which could be up to 2 years, get a super valuable training, sometimes look at certifications, that equips them for good-paying jobs like housing development. Interesting enough, in the other part of our state, the Northwestern Colorado Community College, we gave a grant, $500,000, so not nearly as much money, but to support a cybersecurity program that you can get in 2 years, also leading to a good job. And that's a goal I have. It's all parts of our state, northwest part, southeast part, everything in between. I want people to have opportunity, and we're going to use all the tools we can to support them.
Well, the workforce training now, Mr. Weiser, will the workforce training programs, will they have the in-class learning during which students can compete and build the models, the remodels, and the new construction?
So we're going to be leaving it to the community colleges. They're the educational experts, how they set up their curricula, how they find the right opportunities. What I can tell you is a core part of this is going to be the field learning, which is we're going to have the students learning from professionals. How do you test for asbestos? How do you remediate asbestos? How do you rehabilitate housing? That's going to happen. So the students are going to learn by doing, as well as whatever is appropriate on the in-class learning. And then on the other end, we're hoping they stay in the communities, and we have an idea this money can kind of get put to work and then keep getting put to work. Because when you create a housing, you're creating equity. That money can get funneled back into this program. So we think this is the beginning of something special, and we're going to stay in this for the long haul to help these communities.
I remember reading that the students will pay the tuition for the workforce training courses, but they'll also, I guess, get a stipend upon completion of their work.
That's right. This is a beautiful model. Call it apprenticeship-based learning. It's something mm-hmm. that I've been a fan of, and I helped found a group called CareerWise Colorado, which is the same idea, which is have students, whether in high school or community college, do this apprenticeships where you can get training and you can get paid so that it helps pay for your education and helps prepare you for a job. It's a great model. It's been used elsewhere, and I'm excited to have the community colleges embraced it here.
Well, Dr. Epper here in Trinidad, here at Trinidad State Junior College, she was so thrilled to be a partner of Copper. And I guess she quoted, this is quote-unquote, this investment is just a boost we need to help train more construction workers while addressing blighted housing in Trinidad and surrounding communities in Los Angeles County. I guess that holds true because tell us a little bit about some of the workers, I guess, that work at the prison down in Ordway. Before the interview, we talked a little bit about that, and they can't even live in the county and well, the city and the county. Well, the county's losing out on a lot of the tax, reaping the benefits, a lot of the tax revenue, sir.
Yeah, let me explain what a win-win-win-win this might be. So first, it's a win for these students mm-hmm. who are getting trained in a profession that will give them good-paying jobs. That's really important to us. Second, it's a win for these communities, which currently have, let's say, drug-infested, blighted housing. On the other side of this, we want this to become livable, quality, desired housing so people can live there. And then instead of having tax liens where no one's paying anything because the people who once owned this property are long gone, you've got taxpayers, which is helping to lift up the communities. And then that, of course, is a boost to the local economy. You've got more people
yes.
living and in many cases also working in these communities. So that helps the local economy. And finally, we don't want asbestos in this housing.
True.
Let's get rid of the asbestos. Let's dispose of it properly, which is sound from just a public health standpoint so that we don't threaten people's health.
Yeah, and going back to the to Crowley County, it's home to two prisons, and one of the state facilities is a private prison combined with employing hundreds of people. But I remember reading about the Crowley County commissioners. Most of the employees don't live in the county due to the aging homes, many which, like you stated, have asbestos. So that meant that local businesses don't see the same advantages in sales and taxes afforded other area communities that are home to state or private prisons.
You said it very well, and I want to say I've heard from people in Southeast Colorado, in Southern Colorado, how they feel they're ignored. People
yeah.
in Denver aren't listening, don't care about them. My message is I care about you. I'm listening. I'm showing up. I'm going to come back down there and see what's happening. We're invested at the Attorney General's office in this important part of our state, and housing is a core piece of it. When you mention Crowley County, of course, another thing comes to mind, which is how our water policy really let Crowley County down. Crowley
yes.
County used to have a thriving agricultural economy as well mm-hmm. as the prisons you mentioned. That agricultural economy doesn't exist there anymore because those water rights were shipped elsewhere, leaving that community without vital industry. And I want to make sure to protect the water in southern Colorado, southeastern Colorado, so that whether it's Rocky Ford cantaloupes or other crops down there, that we protect them because we've got to all be in this together in Colorado.
I often stated to some of the other people that I spoke with that I guess some of the legislators in north up Denver and the northern part of Colorado think that Trinidad and surrounding areas in New Mexico, that's why we're always kind of, you know, eliminated or just alleviated from a lot of the tax funding and grant programs. But Mr. Weiser, now Trinidad, Otero, and Lamar, they're going to develop the skilled trades programs that will address labor shortages. Tell us a little bit about that, because there are labor shortages as we speak, even though we have this COVID pandemic going on right now, and the increase of the availability of the affording housing in all three of these areas.
Thanks, Eli. This is a super important point. If you're in southern, southeastern Colorado, and you have housing, and you want to get the housing, what they call it, remediated, which is test for and remove the asbestos,
mm-hmm.
you ask, where can I get a worker who can help? And the answer is probably you got to bring someone down from Pueblo because
yeah.
there is not a locally trained workforce who's available to work on housing. That is a shortage. And that's a big problem because you get this chicken and egg problem, which is there's a worker shortage, so it's expensive because you got to bring someone from elsewhere. Then you don't actually bring them down there because it's too expensive, so you don't actually get the rehabilitation done. And that's part of the problem we're in. We view ourselves as a jumpstart, a catalyst, so that we can help train up that workforce. Again, while they're in school, they'll do the work, and we will start changing the dynamics of the local economy, introducing new workers who can address these issues, bringing down the cost of addressing them, and really changing the communities for the better.
Well, this just didn't happen overnight because you've had representatives from the cities of Lamar, Lahun, and Trinidad participate in that stakeholder meeting, and this has been going on for, what, 5 months now since March, Bill?
So depending on how you look at it, it's either been going on since I was campaigning to be Attorney General or the past 6 months or even the year and a half. Here's the whole life cycle.
Okay.
I visited Crowley County twice as a candidate to be Attorney General. That's not a place that a lot of Attorney General candidates or any statewide candidates go. But I feel an obligation to all of Colorado. And after I went the first time, people said, come on back again. And I said, great, I will. And John Stulp, who used to be county commissioner down there, visited with me. We talked about water. We talked about housing. We talked about the opioid epidemic. Happy to come on another time and talk more about the opioid epidemic. And I thought, gosh, what can I do about this housing issue? Because I kept hearing it. Sarah Blackhurst, who runs Action 22, made the same point. So I kept looking. Really, as soon as I got into the office of Attorney General, what can I do to help, you know, Southern and Southeast Colorado with respect to this, you know, blighted and asbestos housing? So I kept asking questions. I kept looking for opportunities. And pretty much in spring of last year, 2019, I found out about this money that we had, that the money was there and that the money could be used. So I said, all right, let's start seeing if we can make it work. And so we got Vanessa, who's the lawyer from our office from Southern Colorado, as the project manager. And then she spent like 6 months kicking the tires on what the idea would look like. Then, like you said, 6 months ago, we got all the people together for the stakeholder meeting, and their reactions were, yeah, we want to do this. Now we have just pulled it all together. So depending how you look at it, it could be as much as a year and a half or more in the pipeline to get to this point.
Well, thank you so much for what you've done so far. We appreciate you and your hard work and your concerted effort in this cause. Now, along with Trinidad State and the other two colleges, community colleges, they were working with local governments in conjunction with state and federal government entities to ensure proper disposal of waste materials. That's very pertinent, isn't it?
It sure is. So one of the things that is going to be a part of this and why the state as a partner is important is this asbestos obviously is bad for human health. The last thing you want is someone taking this asbestos and dumping it in a place where people start inhaling it and it's bad for their health. You need to make sure it's disposed of properly. And we also have to make sure the disposal method isn't unduly difficult or expensive. And so we're committed as a partner to oversee that piece of it. The other piece that we're going to be working with and want to help support is the housing title, to use the fancy legal word, which is who owns this housing. Because sometimes the worry is you put all this effort into rehabilitate the housing, someone who abandoned it years ago shows up and says, okay, thanks for helping make my property valuable, I'm taking it back. And we don't want that to happen because that's not fair to the people who put all this effort in. So we have to work on the housing title issue and on the asbestos removal issue to make this whole project work.
Yeah, and Colorado, I remember reading, it was one of the 49 states, one of the 49 states in the federal government sharing what was it, $25 billion settlement funded by the nation's five largest mortgage services. I think one of them was Citibank, J.P. Morgan, and I can't remember, Wells Fargo maybe. But Colorado received its share, correct, Mr. Weiser?
That's right. So one thing that people don't realize is our office acts as a watchdog. When there are companies out there that take advantage of consumers, and unfortunately that happens more than I'd like, we can bring a case on behalf of the people of Colorado, get money that either goes back to the people if we can figure out who they are, or if we can't isolate it based on the person, then it goes back to the address the harm. And here the harm was the housing market. Unfortunately, we couldn't figure out everyone who might have been affected because we all were in a way. So instead, it goes to housing. Unfortunately, in the time before I got to the office, none of that money went to southern and southeastern Colorado. It went to the Denver metro area. And I came in knowing this was a problem in southeast and southern Colorado, and I came in with a commitment to make right by those communities.
And I remember years ago, I believe Douglas Bruce actually wanted to eliminate community colleges as we speak.
Eliminating community colleges strikes me as one of the more painful and wrong-headed ideas that I've heard. And here's why. Not everybody needs a four-year college education.
That's right.
And there's great training that can happen at a community college level, as we were talking about before, that gives people access to good-paying jobs. And a lot of times, that two-year degree, that training, is the difference between a minimum wage job and a good-paying job. And I believe that the people of Colorado deserve access to training, workforce training, community-based training that sets them up for success. And this program is absolutely born of that spirit. And I'll tell you, Joe Garcia, also from Southern Colorado, he's the head of the whole community college system, and he's been a great partner and really excited about this initiative. So whether it's Doug Bruce or anyone else who wants to end community colleges, I want to stand up and debate them on the topic, because I see them as a great force in Colorado and a great partner for us.
If you're just joining us here on FYI on this beautiful afternoon, I'm speaking with the Attorney General, Phil Weiser, for our listeners in northern New Mexico and southern Colorado, and he has some great news, a big shot in the arm for southeast Colorado community colleges, getting a $5 million boost from the Attorney General's office to revitalize the rural housing and support trades programs here in the southeastern part of the state. In closing today, Mr. Weiser, what else would you like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I want your listeners to know that as the people's lawyer, which is how we refer to ourselves in the Attorney General's office, we are committed to serving them. And the reason that we announced this initiative is because people showed up, community representatives made the case to me and our office that this was a need. I know this is not the only need you're facing. And when I've come back, and I'll come back again to southern and southeastern Colorado, it's important that people show up. Our democracy, it's a team sport. And this is a team effort. It's a team effort of your communities, the leaders from those community colleges, local elected leaders. It's something that inspires me. And so I'm honored to do this work with you all. Please keep showing up. Stay engaged, and we've got important work to do, and I'm committed to doing it with all of you.
Wow. Mr. Weiser, God bless you, and thank you so much today. You've been a tremendous asset to Colorado, and your continued support is unparalleled, and we appreciate you and what you've done. Keep up the great work, and we will always remember this, sir.
Thank you, Eli. We got more work to do, and look forward to chatting about that in the months and years to come.
More FYI coming up.